Beloved Bhagwan, I am angry with my parents for the first time. They are simple people, and I say to myself that it is not their fault that they have no understanding of Bhagwan. But my anger is in conflict with my love, and it hurts. I am so angry writing this that I can't even formulate the question. Can you help, please?
Every child will be angry if he understood what the poor parents have been doing to him unknowingly, unconsciously. All their efforts were for the best of the child. Their intentions are good, but their consciousness is nil. And good intentions in the hands of unconscious people are dangerous. They cannot bring about the result they are intending for. They may create just the opposite of it. Every parent is trying to bring a beautiful child into the world. But looking at the world, it seems it is an orphanage. There has been no parent at all. In fact, if it was an orphanage, it would have been far better. Because you would have been at least yourself, no parents to interfere with you. So the anger is natural. But useless. It does not help your parents to be angry. And it harms you to be angry. Gautam Buddha is reported to have said a very strange statement, that in anger you punish yourself for somebody else's fault. It looks very strange when for the first time you come across the statement that in anger you punish yourself for somebody else's fault. Now your parents have done something 20 years back, 30 years back, and you are angry now. Now your anger is not going to help anyone. It is going simply to create more wounds in you. And being near me, close to me, where I am trying to explain to you the whole mechanism, how children are being brought up. You should become more understanding. That whatever has happened was happen. Your parents were conditioned by their parents. You cannot find who was really responsible to begin with. It has been coming on from generation to generation. And your parents are doing exactly what has been done to them. They have been victims. You will feel compassion for them. And you will feel joyous that you are not going to repeat the same thing in your life if you decide to have children, that you are going to break the vicious circle, that you are going to jump out of the line, that goes to the very beginnings and continues up to you. But you can become the dead end. You will not repeat that to your children or to any other's children. You should feel fortunate that you have a master with you to explain what has been happening between the generations, the complex upbringing, good intentions, bad results. Everybody trying to do the best, and the world goes on becoming worse and worse. Your parents were not so fortunate to have a master. And you are being angry at them. You should feel kind, compassionate, loving. Whatever they did was unconscious. They could not have been able to do otherwise. All that they knew, they have tried upon you. They were miserable. They have created another miserable human being in the world. They had no clarity why they are miserable. You have the opportunity to understand why one becomes miserable. And once you understand how misery is created, you can avoid creating the same causes into somebody else. But feel for your parents. They worked hard. They did everything they could. But they had no idea how psychology functions. Instead of being taught how to become a mother or how to become a father, they were being taught how to become a Christian, how to become a Marxist. How to become a tailor, how to become a plumber, how to become a philosopher. All these things are good and needed. But the basic thing is missed. If they are going to produce children, then their most significant teaching should be how to become a mother, how to become a father. It has been taken for granted that by birth you know how to become a mother and how to become a father. Yes, as far as giving birth to a child, it is a biological act. You don't have to be psychologically trained for it. Animals are doing perfectly well. Birds are doing perfectly well. Trees are doing perfectly well. But giving birth to a child biologically is one thing. And to be a mother or to be a father is totally different. It needs great education. Because you are creating a human being